Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has stated in a hadith al-Qudsi, Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I'm in the opinion of my slave as he thinks of me. Alhamdulillah. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship and absolute love except Allah, the one who is uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. He is the one who taught us to always have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who said to his companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, in a time of strife, he said, مَا ذَنُّكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ بِإِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. He said, O Abu Bakr, what do you think of two, the third of whom is Allah? O Allah, send your peace, blessings and grace upon our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon all his family and companions and whomsoever follows him until the last day, amma ba'd. To continue. So have taqwa. Embody this God consciousness of Allah, O servants of Allah, and always have this good opinion. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this example was pointing to this constant presence that we have, this constant opportunity that we have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly with us in terms of raising us and giving us these opportunities to turn back to Him. This is embodied in the Quran. One of the stories is of the great patriarch, the father of the Prophet, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that story about how we've come to know that he left his wife Hajar and their still suckling child, Ismail alayhi salam, and left them in this remote valley of Mecca. And in those days, Mecca did not have any water, and nor were there any inhabitants there. In fact, it was completely desolate of any life. And Sayyidina Ibrahim, in that tough place, left his wife and his baby child some food and water, and then he set forth to depart to leave. And when his wife, our mother Hajar alayhi salam, followed him and asked him, where are you going whilst leaving the two of us in this valley? She sensed it was because he was commanded to by Allah. And so she said, is it Allah who has ordered you to do this? And he said, yes. And so she responded by saying, then he will never abandon us. And these examples, this example has been come down to us in the books of hadith. This narration is from Sahih al-Bukhari. These examples, and speaking about the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim, an example the Quran exhorts us to embody, and also the example of his family and his children, this example should suffice us to know about what it means to have a good opinion of Allah. For this right, the rights of Hajar in her looking for water for her child have been enshrined in the rites of the pilgrimage that we are obligated to do once in our lifetime. And what this symbolizes is submission, but submission with this trust. This trust that can only arise when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essentially good. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants what is good for us. And howsoever the difficulty may appear, it is only hidden grace. For in its manifestation, behind it is Allah's wanting good for us and raising us and allowing us to perfect our slavehood towards Him. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, see that none of you dies except without having this husna dhan, this good opinion of Allah. And so believers, we should persist and continue in having this good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the very last moments of our lives. This is the way of the believer. And in fact, this is what brings contentment to hearts. This is what gives us that faraj, that sense of escape, that sense of coming out of every difficulty. This is what brings that expansion, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about a group of His servants who they found the earth had become constricted for them, and they thought, as the Quran says, وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. They thought that there is no escape from Allah, إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ, except turning back to Him. And when they realize there is no way out except turning yourself back to the one who has brought out that condition, there is no escape from whatever that you think you need to escape from except by turning back to Allah, then Allah says, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then He turned back to them, right? He turned back to them so that they could turn back to Him. This is the order. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. He loves them, that's why they love Him. He turns back to them, that's why they could turn back to Him. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because Allah loves to turn back. Allah loves to accept this repentance. So let us turn back to Him, howsoever the difficulties may appear, howsoever the current situation, and we have a current situation of difficulty, of this plague and this waba. But these are opportunities for the believers to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single situation is an opportunity for tajdeed at-tawbah, the renewal of one's turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you could just turn back to Allah, all it takes is that moment. Because when He turns back to you, your life will never be the same thereafter. So utilize these opportunities. What may appear as a test is really these nafahat, these gentle breezes that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon our Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Him to make us from those who always have a good opinion of Him. And we ask Him for afia, we ask Him for ease, because this is what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to do. So we ask Him for well-being. We ask that He raise and remove from this entire world this plague. But most of all, we ask Him to always have a husna dhan, a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the real plague is the plague of disbelief. The real plague is a life removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a person might be more fearful of this asbab, these plagues, than fearful of Allah Himself? And the reality is, we are all going to meet our Lord. So we ask Him for a heart that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him for a qalbun salim, a true, wholesome, healthy heart. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant success to the rulers of these countries, the president, the vice president, and the crown prince and his brothers. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask You to bestow Your mercy upon the late Sheikh Zayed, the Sheikh Makhtoum, and all the other shuykh who passed away unto His mercy. And we ask You to admit them into paradise by Your grace. Oh Allah, have Your mercy upon those who have given their lives for Your sake, and grant their families with patience and great reward, and have mercy upon all the believers and upon Nas Ajma'in, all of the people. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue Your blessings upon us and upon the entire world. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us be from those who are thankful. O Allah, aghithna, bless us, bless us, bless us, and make us be from those who are thankful for the blessings. For You are that which is constantly beautiful. You are the one who is giving us these blessings. And hal jaza'ul ahsan ila al-ahsan, is not the recompense for such beautiful conduct in turn. So Ya Allah, make us from the muhsineen. Make us from those who do good in return and who reach these ranks whereby we're grateful for what You've given us. Wa ma dhalika ala Allahi bi aziz. And that's not difficult for You. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.